sweetest friend. This year is to be a schus for Meir Simcha ben Leia, for Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, based on the Pachat Yitzchak and Maimor Tesvav. When we talk about a person as the only Biri that has Koach HaBechira, we understand that the dividing line between animals and human beings is this Koach HaBechira. However, even within people, there is also a dividing line between animal and people, meaning the Koach HaBechira within man is expressed most in one part of man, separate from all other part of this of the human being. It says in the pasuk, "B'sheish tzaris yatzilcha, u'b'shebel yiga b'chara, six tzaris you will be saved, and seven it won't touch you for evil." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "M'kol tzaris ani matzilcha." God says, "I'm going to save you from all the tzaris, but mi'bal lashon hara ata hatmenes atzmecha." From somebody who speaks lashon hara, you better hide yourself. The only explanation of these words is just like we find that a hatzala, that from danger, that is hiding and ambushing a person from an animal, is more dangerous than a danger that comes from a person, because a person is a Baal Bechira. That's the famous Torah Chaim HaKadosh, that it was a saving, it was a Hatzala for Yosef to be thrown into the pit with snakes and scorpions, and not to be given over to human beings, because human beings have Bechira, and they are more likely to do damage, as opposed to animals which don't have Bechira, and that is more in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we need more Hashgacha when it comes to human beings. So too, when it comes to Lashon Hara, when it comes to Koach HaLashon, that is going to be a more potent, more powerful weapon against other people. That's a more Bechiradika aspect of the human being than any other part of the human being. So the Koach HaLashon of a human being is different than the rest of his body. It has a special place in his defining who the human being is. The Rambam calls the part of the Yad HaChazaka that talks about words that are tolle b'pitu isfasayim, shvuas, nazirus, erech, and charam, and he calls it sefer hafloe. And this root of the Rambam is in the pasuk vishki after lindor nezir lahazir nazir, neder nazir lahazir. The Rambam is based himself on the pasuk when it says kishki yafli, called a pella when he makes this neder to become a nazir. Chachamim call a katan who's shaykh l'dine hekdeshos, if he's 12 years old, a mufla and up a mufla samach leish, he's a mufla lashon pella. What's the deep definition of this? We know that we say rofei chobaser mafli lasas. The Rama says the mafli lasas we say in Asher Yotzar is that Hashem does a pella. He connects the ruchni to the gashmi. He connects the physical to the spiritual. The mahalach is as follows. The bracha of Asher Yotzar is rooted and based and founded on the inyan of the nefesh hativis, nekavim nekavim, chalulim chalulim, imi pesech achad mehem oisem, open, blocked. We have holes, we have cavities, not only in our teeth and the rest of our body as well. We hope we don't have it in our teeth. And mitzad zeh, we conclude rofei chol basar. However, we add on to the Rofei Chol Basar a Mafli Lazos, because after this Bracha Basher Yotzar, we say the Bracha of Elokai Nesham. Elokai Nesham is all about the soul, Nesarati, Yitzarati, Nefachta, Meshamra. And therefore, these words of Mafli Lazos are sort of a bridge, a kesher, gesher of these two brachas. This kesher is expressed in the words of Mafli Lazos, because Mafli means that he's Makasher Gashmi Baruchin. In other words, the Midas Dulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is revealed in the connection between the pella, and the connection between body and soul is greater than the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's revealed in the body alone and the soul alone. The fact that he puts the body and soul together, that's the biggest pella, that's the biggest wonder. And now we have a beautiful pshat, Otcha ki naros niflesi, niflai mimasecha, v'nafshi yoida'as me'oid. I will thank you, I was in great wonder. Your deeds are wondrous, niflaim ma'asecha v'nafshi, and my nefesh knows this, because my nefesh, which is connected to my neshama, and to my ruach, my nefesh hachiyunis, my physical soul, which is connected to something higher and more spiritual, understands your wonders, that you connect physical and spiritual. The pasuk in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that is the makor of Briyas Ha'adam, is Vehi Adam Lenefesh Chaya. Vehipach Bap Nishmas Chayim, took him from Afram and Adama, and then he became a Nefesh Chaya. Nefesh Chaya Onkelus, Ruach Memalala, speaking being. So, in other words, what made a human being, a living being, is his koach of speaking. That's what defines the human being. Now, so when a person speaks, he's really combining the Ruchni and the Gashmi. And that's Pshat in the Maharal, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Aral Sfasayim because the Seichel of Moshe was Nivdom and Achamri, and therefore he was Aral Sfasayim. He was of an uncircumcised lips, meaning he couldn't connect the Ruchni and the Gashmi because he was so totally Ruchni. Because speech comes from the combination of physical and spiritual, and Moshe Rabbeinu was completely spiritual. And Chazal say, at first he said, Lo Ish Dvar Menochi, and then he said, Eilo Dvar Moshe Dibir Moshe. And through Matan Torah, there became a new chibur between Elyonim and Tachtonim. Until Matan Torah, the Shechina didn't go down. Man didn't go up. B'shas Matan Torah, there was this chibur of up and down. In Mela, there was a refuah to Moshe Rabbeinu's Aral Sfasayim. There was this chibur between what's above and what's below. So if that's really what defines man as Koach HaDibur, and man is defined as a choosing being, the choosiest part of man is going to be his Koach HaDibur, because that's what separates him from animals. And what separates him is his Koach HaBechira, they go together. And that is Chibur of Ruchni and Gashmi, that he has the physical power to do as he wishes. He has that Bechira. On the other hand, he also has the spiritual side of him. And then when the two combine together, Dafka and Dibur, that expresses the most man, whom man is, and Mimela, man's freedom, because man is a chooser. That's how man was created. That's the first thing Adam was put in Gan Eden, and he was told, choose between good and evil, choose between right and wrong. So the true freedom of man is not in the spiritual soul, and it's not in the physical body, but rather in the meshing and the melding of the two. So when a person is using his Koach HaDibur, he has that special Koach HaCheres, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll save you from all tzaros, but be careful with the Baal Lashon. There you're going to need extra Shmira. Stay away. That's what it means, Mavis V'chaim V'yad HaLashon. Which means that there's a special Koach of the Lashon to give life or death. A person has tremendous bilis. And that's Pshat, U'mafli Lasos. Mafli is the Pele. Sefer HaFlah is all about Dibur. Why? Because that's the Pele. Dibur is a Pele. That's the Chibur of the Ruchni and the Gashmi, which defines man. That's the Mafli Lasas. And now we understand why we say Shira Mapalashim Shal Rishayim. When there's a downfall of Rishayim, we sing. What's the deeper idea? Because just like there's a Pele in human life, there's also a Pele in the in creation, in the cosmos. In the world is also a hanhaga of kishor tivi baruchni, connecting something spiritual and something physical. Rasha v'ra'lo is ruchni. And when we see it, when we see the mapal of Rishayim, so then we're seeing it in front of our eyes, this chibur of, in the gashmiistika world, something very ruchni is happening, that the Rosh is getting his just desserts. And that's why we say about Shiras Hayam, Noira Sehilas Ose Pele. What's the Pele? What's the Noira Sehilas Ose Pele? So the answer is, that's the Chibur. When we saw the Mitzrim go down, we saw this Chibur between the Ruchni and the Gashmi. And in Mela we said Shira. Because what's Shira? Shira is Dibur. But it's not just Dibur, it's the highest level of Dibur. It's song, it's poetry. That's Shira. So that's why we use our highest level of Dibur when we saw this Pele of Kriyas Yamsuf, of the Chibur of the Ruchni and the Gashmi. And that's why Dafkan Lil Seder, we have this emphasis and call Amar Belasabri V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Areza Meshuvach. Lechem, we have to speak a lot about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lechem Oni, Lechem Sh'on Alav Varam Harbe, a lot of words. Pesach is Pesach. Our mouth speaks. So Pesach Dafka is the night of speaking. Pesach is the night of communication. Because that's the truest and highest expression of the human being. And that's the Pella of the human being, and that's the Pella of the Bria. And Dafka when we're Saper, Neflos Habore, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Mitzvah Zeseh Sheltor L'Saper V'Nisim V'Neflois Shenasu L'Avoseinu. This is Taka Night of Pella, and therefore use our Koch HaPella, Koch HaDibor, as much as we possibly can. No, we have a very beautiful understanding of the idea of Pella and the Koch HaDibor, human being, Koch HaBechira, and our Avodan Lo Pesach. We should be Zocha L'Modu L'Lamed Lishmor Velasa, so the time is called Divrei Tanu Torah. So be Ahava, Amen, Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.